Okay, today is Daf Tes, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're on Daf Tes. We're going to start from the fourth line on top, where it says, "Udemosifin michol ala kodesh minolam." How do you know? And today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shol Pinchas, and Nithil Bas Shmuel, the Neshama Shavalias. Okay, so, says the Gemara, "Udemosifin michol ala kodesh minolam." How do you know that there's a concept of being Mosif Chol Ala Kodesh? How do you know that? The Tanya, it says in a Brisa. Now, it says in the Torah, B'chorish Uba Kotzir Tishbos. This is a very, very, very difficult pasuk to read. It says, a very simple pasuk, the truth is on the surface. It says, Sheshes Yom Tavod, 6 days you should work, Uva Yom Ashvi Tishbos, and on the seventh day you should rest. That sounds pretty simple. Then it says, Bacharish uba katzir tishbos. Don't plow. Don't katzir is harvest. Tishbos rest. Says Rabbi Akiva Omer. Answerach lomer charish v'katzir. Shel shvius. It can't be talking about Shemitah. What prompted him to say that? It can't be talking about Shemitah. Sharei kvar nemar. We already know that. Sarcha lo sizra. You're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. We know it can't be talking about Shemitah. Ella, rather, Bacharish shel erev shvius, shenichnas l'shvius. It's talking about, there's an idea that Shemitah begins on Rosh Hashanah, but there's an idea of Tosefes, and we're going to stop working the land a little bit before Shemitah. This is a very, 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 very unique way of reading the Pasuk, because the first half of the Pasuk is talking about the 6 days of the week. And then we switch in the last three words, Bacharish, Uva Katzir, Tishbos, to be talking about Erev Shemitah. Right? Says Rashi, Charish al Erev Shvius. Shlo Yisrosh, you shouldn't, what's Yisrosh? Didn't plant, whatever. And then Rashi says, Stay Ilam. A field of trees. Why did Rashi say that? Erev Shvius. Charish, I'm sorry, lo yichrosh, I'm sorry. Charish sheyoel l'shvius. You can't do any plowing on Erev Shvius if it's going to benefit Shemitah year. When? So it's a machlokas, it depends on what it is. If it's a regular field, 30 days before, I don't know, with Shavuos time, whatever, a few months before they started getting ready, you're ready, you can't work on the field. Depends what kind of field it is. That's when there's a certain number of days before Yom Tov, before Rosh Hashanah, we can't work on the field. V'katir, back to the Gemara. The katir shel shvius hayotze lemotze shvius, and also katir on shvius going into after shvius, the eighth year. What does that mean? Says Rashi, kigon tvua shehivia shlish b'shvius. If it grew on its own a third during the shemitah year, atenog ba minig shvius b'shminas. You have to treat it like shemitah produce growing in the ground in the eighth year too. How do you know all that? Says Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk that talks about keeping Shabbos. Which is a very difficult limud, because it's really apples and oranges.
So according to this shita, you're literally not using the field for 2 years almost.
It's almost 2 years. Correct. Correct. That's right.
Not until it grows. I mean, you don't harvest the sixth year either. Harvest is Tishrei.
No.
So whenever it is, whenever the harvest time is, if it's Tishrei, then yeah, you can't harvest it in Tishrei.
That means you're not harvesting the sixth year's produce either.
No, we're talking about different things.
Not everything is depending on what the item is.
Right, so it's not 2 years. It's just, it's for trees, it's a year. Like Esrog, we had this year. We're able to, but next year we won't.
One second, but if you
but he's saying, what can you do to, he said, what can you do to the field in El?
The year before?
Yeah, the year before. Erev Shvius, the El, the month before.
You were allowed to plant vegetables.
What about Av? What about Av? What can you do then? What about Tammuz? You're taking away a lot of the year. And then the seventh year, you can't do anything. Right? Then the eighth year, the only thing you really can't do in the eighth year is if things that grew in the seventh year. Okay, that could be that it didn't grow.
So you're talking over 2 years.
It could be a while. It could be a while. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, a whole different vart. It says, the Pasuk's talking about Shabbos. The Pasuk's not talking about Shemitah at all. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Ma charish rishus, just like plowing is a rishus, which means there is no such thing as plowing that could ever possibly be a mitzvah, that I need the plowing, no such thing. Af katzir rishus. So too, kitzira is only usher when it's a rishus. There is a kitzira, that's a mitzvah. What kitzira is that? Cutting off the omer, that's a mitzvah. There's no plowing that's ever a mitzvah. Cutting, there is a mitzvah. Even if someone cut the omer a week before, there's a mitzvah to cut it. So therefore, yotza, right, Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Macharish Rishus, says Rashi, V'lo dibra hakasev el inyan Shabbos. The whole puzzle's talking about Shabbos, not talking about Shemitah whatsoever. K'dichziv bei, u'bayom ha-shvi tishbos. The pasuk says black and white, I'm talking about Shabbos. B'charish v'katzer tishbos. Bol amdecha, comes to teach you, ma charish ein lecha charish al mitzvah. There's no such thing as a charisha of a mitzvah. There's no such thing. Shafilu is ro'al etzorech omer shtei alechem. You don't even have to plow and plant for shtei alechem or the omer. Shrei yimatza charish ein lecharish. If someone plowed it already, you don't have to plow it again. V'ani osro lecha b'Shabbos. And you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Not allowed to plow on Shabbos. Af kitzir. Shani osro lecha b'shal rishus. Ani osro lecha. So do harvesting. I'm only asking harvesting of rishus. Back to the Gemara. Yotza kitzira omer. Excluded in that is the omer. Shehu mitzvah. Which is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we learn Tosefes from this pasuk. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, where do you know Tosefes? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Mosifin, Michol, Ala Kodesh, Minolan. How do you know? How do you know? Nafkalon, Miditanya. We learn it out from the following story. It says, V'inisem es nafsho seichem, and you should afflict your souls, Batisha. On the ninth day of Tishrei. Right? Right? So, it's only half a pasuk. The pasuk says like this. Shabbos, so also a hard pasuk. Shabbos Shabboson hi. Yom Kippur says Shabbos Shabboson. Lochem, for you. V'inisem es nafsho seichem. No eating. When? Batisha lachodesh, on the ninth of the month, be'erev, in the evening time. Me'erev ad erev. From evening till evening, tish besu shabbatchem. You keep your, it's a Shabbat, it's a day of rest for you. So, yachol batisha. If that's true, then I would think you fast on the ninth. Talmud lomar, be'erev. Then that's why it says be'erev. So then, I be'erev, yachol mishachetesha. If it's erev, then I would think when it gets dark. So why does it say not? Talmud lomar tisha. That's why it says tisha. Okay? What's going on here in this pasuk? Hakeitzad, what does that mean? It means maschil mesanim bibod yom. You have to start fasting when it's the ninth. Melamed, shemosif and michal ala kodesh. So what do you see from here? Tosefes yom kippurim. By the way, the pasuk says before this pasuk, it says this pasuk is in Vayikra Chav Gimel Lamed Beis. Chav Gimel Chav Zayin, five psukim before, it says, Ach be'eser l'chodesh ha-shvi, on the 10th day of the month, right, Hazeh Yom HaKippurim Hu, Mikra Kodesh Yilochem V'nisim Esnach Shosechem. So what does the pasuk even mean, the ninth? What's going on here even? The whole pasuk doesn't make any sense, right? So it's a very good question. The Aruch HaNeir says, well, maybe you have to fast 2 days. The ninth and the tenth. One pasuk tells you the tenth, and one pasuk tells you the ninth. It's a difficult answer. It's difficult. The whole Gemara doesn't make it very difficult. Anyway, first of all, Ein li ela b'kedisaso. Fine. So going into Yom Kippur, I know we have to have a Tosefes. B'yitziyaso minolan. What about going out? Talmud lomar me erev ad erev. No, from evening till evening. Ein li ela Yom HaKippur. That's only Yom Kippur. Shabbosos minayin. What about Shabbos? Talmud lomar tishpesu. It says not a rest. Make it a day of rest. Even Shabbos too. Every day of rest. Yom Tov minayim. What about Yom Tov? Talmud lomar Shabbatchem. It says Shabbatchem. It says tishpesu Shabbatchem. All these extra words. Haketzad. What does that mean? Bottom line. Kol makom sheyesh bo shavus. Any day of rest. Mosifin Michal ala Kodesh. You have a day of rest, Mosifin Michal ala Kodesh. There's a day of Tosefes. So everyone knows, there's such a thing as, it's very interesting. What if I asked you, so you just learned the Daf Yomi, Daf Tes and Rosh Hashanah, what's the idea of Tosefes? What's the idea of Tosefes? To add on a little bit and make the day holier. That's a Pashup shot over here, right? What does Rashi say in Parshas Bereishis? Rashi says, Hashem, who's able to know the difference between day and night, he could stop right when Shabbos begins, because he knows. But since we don't know, by force, we have to make Shabbos earlier. That Rashi says that in Bereishis. That sounds like nothing to do with this. Rashi seems to say that that's just a preventative measure. Since you're not Hashem, I mean, you can't know exactly when. You have to make Shabbos earlier. That's what it sounds like. Here we're saying some positive things. Right? It's a positive idea. So it sounds like. It's a funny thing. Rashi says it in Bereishis. Rashi sounds like he's saying, you don't have any other option. You have to make a Tosefes. But if you did have an option, then you don't have to. Here it's saying, no, it's an idea. It's an idea. You want to make the day holier, bring it in earlier. It's an idea. It's an interesting observation. Anyway, almost finished. Rabbi Akiva, hi, v'inisem es nafsho sechem, betisha mayavidle. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he knows Tosefes from the Pasuk of Shemitah. He made up Shemitah over there. So what does he do with this Pasuk? Miboyle, l'kitatani, chia, breder of difti. He uses it for a different vart. The tani, chia, breder of difti, v'inisem es nafsho sechem, betisha, v'chi betisha mezanen. V'halo batzir mezanen, we fast on the 10th. Right? El lomalacha, kala ochel v'shosa betishi, if you eat and drink on the 9th, mal olav akasov, ki'ilu hisane tishi vatsiri. I will treat it as if you fasted both days. Right? So, what does that mean? What does that mean? Hashem's going to treat eating like fasting? Why would Hashem do that? I don't have an answer for that. Every rabbi always speaks about this before Yom Kippur.
But we have done so many other things.
What do you mean?
If you do an aveir, you do really good tshuva.
Right.
What happens?
It's not tshuva.
What happens?
It becomes a mitzvah.
Exactly.
Right.
It's the same thing here.
I hear. Okay. So, we have time. So we're going to do so everyone knows the famous Rambam. The Rambam, the Gemara here clearly says, there's a Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Yom Kippur, all these Tosefeses. The Rambam never quotes Tosefes Shabbos. He only quotes Tosefes Yom Kippur. And everyone wonders why. And people propose different answers. But at the end of the day, it's still difficult why the Rambam doesn't mention Tosefes Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch does. There's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos. Right? Tosefes Shabbos can't be during Shkia. Right? It can't be during Shkia. Why can't it be during Shkia? Because it's a question of day or night anyway. That already might be Shabbos anyway. That might be Shabbos. Shkia might be Shabbos. So, I'm not going to do malacha during Shkia. Big deal. Of course you can't do malacha during Shkia because maybe it's Shabbos. So Tosefes has to be before Shkia. Right? Make sense? So that's where the 18 minutes of lighting candles before Shkia comes from. Why 18? That's a whole other story. So you're lighting 18 minutes before Shkia so that you're keeping Tosefes. Right? 18 minutes of Tosefes, and that's a nice amount of time. Right here, we do 20 minutes before Shkia. Why do we do that? Because there's one man d'amar who holds, the Yireim holds, that Shabbos begins 18 minutes before Shkia for various reasons. So according to him, we have an extra 2 minutes. So we're getting the Tosefes, according to him, 2 minutes. Right? And that's why we do that. We're not the only people that do that. Many people do that for that very reason. Now, I raise a question which I don't really have an answer for. If you daven mincha before Shkia, right? Mincha is part of Friday. So you can't daven mincha. How do you daven mincha and then have Tosefes? How do you pull that off? You can daven mincha.
As long as there's
because Mincha is part of Friday. So you can't say, I'm a woman, yeah. A woman lights candles, and she's done. She could sit and say Tillim, she could read a book, she could take a nap, she could daven, whatever she wants to do.
No, but the for stopping Malacha.
So it's only for Malacha.
Yeah. What is the Mincha? I daven Mincha at 12:30. Now what?
Then when you light candles, right, then you come to shul early, yeah. You do Tosefes. But if I come to shul early and I daven Mincha, I'm demonstrating that it's really Friday. Because I'm still davening Mincha from Friday. So how's it making Shabbos earlier? I'm not making Shabbos earlier. I'm davening Mincha.
I can daven Mincha later too.
What?
I can still daven Mincha later too.
I know. So you're saying Mincha doesn't affect the Tosefes at all?
No.
Okay, many hold that. Most, everyone holds that.
Because. That's what you say, how you do.
No, because he's right. Because it goes on Malacha. It doesn't go on.
Doesn't go on the Mekabel. Doesn't go on the Kabbalah. It goes on Malacha. Okay? You have to get that answer, because otherwise no one ever is Mekabel. No one ever holds.
Mincha was the last thing that did before the end of the day.
Right.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Why every day? Huh? Just Friday.
That what?
No, he does not want to hold it. If they say take about 10 minutes.
No, less than that.
Go to Bob, take 10 minutes to say hold it.
No. Okay, so let's look at the bottom Tosfos. Ready? So, Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva, Ha Yalef Kulu Mishvias. Rabbi Akiva learned all the Tosefes from Shemitah. Right? Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, it's all learned out of Shemitah. The Kulu Modu, to Tosefes Yom Kippur, Doraisa. Everyone seems to hold that Tosefes Yom Kippur is Doraisa. Kidam Rinam Perak Shoel, Uperak HaMevi, fine. V'ksas kasha. It's a little bit of a question. The Perak Makom Shenagu, it says like this. Bo'ol Meimar, Tahad Yom Kippurim Sefuke Asur, if Yom Kippur, Ben Hashmashos, Shalo Airi. Right? So in other words, once Ben Hashmashos comes, you have a problem. It's Ben Hashmashos. You can't eat now. V'amai. One minute. Why is Ben Hashmashos to cut off? Ha'afilu Vadayom Samach L'chashecha Asur B'knisaso. You have to stop earlier than Ben Hashmashos. The Gemara there means seems to say like Ben Hashmashos is the cutoff. Oh, vade laila samuch liom b'tiyasa mishum tosefes, and afterwards also tosefes. So what's going on? What happened to tosefes Yom Kippur? Also, kamoki and kasha perak b'mem adlikin didnan safek chashecha. If it's a safek chashecha, ain't madlikin. In other words, during shkia you can no longer light candles. What do you mean during shkia? What about before shkia? I can't do malacha. What happened to that? What happened to that? Good question, right? Yeah? V'shema, says Tosfos, very interesting answer. V'shema mishum tisagi b'tosefes mashahu nakat hachi. How long is Tosefes? Says Tosfos, 2 seconds. A few seconds. That's all it is. Doesn't have to be a whole half hour. That's what Tosfos says. And therefore, yeah, shkia you can't eat. You can't light candles before Shkia. What about Tosefes? About half a minute to 30 seconds is Tosefes. A very interesting answer, no? That's such a... You have to ask the question, what's the purpose of Tosefes for 30 seconds? What's the purpose of that?
It still gives you a little bit more.
Right, you're adding on. You're adding on, Michal HaLakodesh. That's what you're doing. V'od, also. The Rebbe Gamliel, B'perek, Kama Demoid Kotnan. Let's lay Tosefes Klal. He doesn't hold from it. Doesn't hold from Tosefes. Dikamar Hasam, Nimnu al Shnei Prakim Halalu, V'itirum. Kolomar, what does that mean? Pesach v'atzeres. That there's halachas that you have to stop by Pesach and Atzeres. Certain parts of the field you have to stop before Shavuos, and certain parts before Pesach. Pesach is a half a year before the end of the year, Marcel. It's a half a year early. You're stopping a half a year early. Shavuos is almost a half a year early. It's a long time before. And Rabbi Gamliel did away with that. He did away with that. Mufarish b'Yerushalmi, Breish Masech HaShviyas, B'Shah She'itiru, L'mikra Samchu. He relied on a Pasuk when he got rid of it. What's the Pasuk? She'esh es yamun ta'avod, V'asitza kol malachtecha. Ma Erev Shabbos Bereshis Atamoto Lazos Adj Tishka HaChama. Just like Erev Shabbos, you can start. You can go up to Shkia Mamash. Af kol Erev Shviyas Atamoto Lazos Adj Tishka HaChama. So too, every Erev Shavuos, till Rosh Hashanah, you can do work. No, you have to stop working Pesach time before. V'tam zinam yitzah b'reish mod katan, yolef Shabbos Shabbosom v'Shabbos b'reishis, ma'la halon hi asura, l'fanel l'achra mutter, just like Shabbos itself is asur, before and after is mutter, so too Shabbos Yom Kippur, Ella Deloka, Mamaskana Hachi, we don't hold like that. Ella Gamiri, we have a tradition. Hilchasa, the halacha is, Bezman Shabbat Mikdash Kayim, Dumin Dinisa Chamayim, Wilfi Osa Maskana, you're talking Lefarish, Hilchasa Kuri Akiva. Fine, very good. So, how does he end off? He ends off that there is Tosefes, it's a very short amount of time. Now you can give a whole share on Tosefes Shabbos, right? Okay, very good. Next. Tana Rabbanon. Now, since we're talking about not working the land, now we're going to talk a little bit about Yovel. So, when it comes to Yovel, there are four halachas about Yovel. Number one, you have to blow a shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Number two, the avadim go free. Number three, fields go back to the ancestral owner. And number four, you're not allowed to work the land on Yovel, like Shemitah. Those are four halachas. So, Tadu Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Yovel hi. He says, Yovel hi. Right? So, look at Rashi. Rashi just says that Yovel hi, right? Yovel hi tiyalachem. It should be a Yovel for you, says Rashi. Le'el minei, ksiv. And before that it said, Va'avarta shofar. You should blow the shofar. V'kidashtem es shnas ha'chamishim shana. You declare the year holy. U'krosim dror. And proclaim freedom. V'hadar ksiv. And then it says again, Yovel hi tiyalachem. It says it again. I say it twice. Yovel yitzeiri hi l'drasha. You know why? It's for a drasha. V'achi tidrashi yovel hi lachem mikol makom. No matter what, it's yovel. V'afilu lo nase bo dvar halalu. Even if you didn't do these things, you didn't blow shofar. You didn't blow shofar. Right? V'avar to shofar, l'shova l'achuza, t'hainu shmitas karkos, shekonu zem mizeh, t'ksiva basar ha'ikra, v'shavta mishal l'achuzaso. You didn't do any of those things. You didn't give the land back, you didn't blow shofar. Afal pikein, shem yovel alav, it's still yovel, liyos asr bizriya uktira, uktira t'ksiv lo sizra. You still can't work the land. Just because they didn't do the other three things, it doesn't mean, oh, that's no yovel, you're going to hold it from yovel this time. We're not going to hold it from yovel. We're not going to blow shofar, we're not going to send the field back, we're not doing that. You can't do that. Says now we can start the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Yoveli. Afal pi shelo shamtu. Even if you don't return the fields. You didn't return the field. So what? Still Yovel. Afal pi shelo taku. Even if you didn't blow shofar. Still Yovel. Yachal af pi shelo shalchu. Even if you didn't send the slaves back. Tamad lomar hi. No. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. If you have to send the slaves back. It's an element of Yovel you can't ignore. You must do that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi argues, no. Yovel hi, it's Yovel. Afal pi shelo shamtu. That he agrees. Even though you didn't give the fields back, it's still Yovel. Afal pi shelo shalchu, even if you didn't send the slaves back, it's still Yovel. Yachal afal pi shelo taku, even if you didn't blow shofar, Talmud lomar, he. No, it has to be he. You have to blow shofar. So what's going on here? So v'chimei achar shemikra echad marbe u'mikra echad mamet. One pasuk says you got to do these things. Then another pasuk says yovel hi. Not everything you have to do. It's a miut. Not everything you have to do. B'bnei ma ani omer yovel hi afal pi shelo shalchu. How come it's yovel if I don't send out the slaves? V'ein yovel el im kem taku. Right, but it's not going to be yovel unless I blow shofar. Why are you picking one over the other? Says the Gemara, Lefisha Evsha La'olam below Shilua Chavadim. It's very possible nobody has any slaves. Nobody has any slaves. So if nobody has any slaves, there's nothing to send out. They don't have anybody. No one has any slaves. V Evsha La'olam below Tiyat Shofar. Why are you not going to blow Shofar? Now, how are you getting around that one? Therefore, sending back the slaves has no bearing on Yovel. Not blowing Shofar does. That's why you got to blow shofar. But you don't necessarily have to send out. There could be no way. There are no slaves. Davar acher. Another answer. Zu masiru lebezdin. Shofar is bezdin's job. No, you don't blow shofar in your house. Vizu ain't a masiru lebezdin. But sending out slaves, every house has a slave to send out. Right? So that's done by houses. Therefore, if you don't do it, not the end of the world. If you don't blow shofar, it's the end of the world. My davar acher, why are there two reasons for this? Why are there two reasons? You want to tell me it's impossible that there's not one Jew in the world that doesn't have a slave. Impossible. Somewhere in the world, there's no, there can't be. I'll give you another reason. Zu Misur Lebezin, Vizu Ainu Misur Lebezin. This one's given over for Bezin, and this one's not given over for Bezin. So that's what Bezin has their job to do. They'll blow shofar. You don't want to give back your slave? I can't force you. I mean, I guess what... Therefore, it's not going to stop the rest of what do you call it? The rest of Yovel from taking effect. Now, Bishlam al Rabbi Yossi to come our taima. So we just explained Rabbi Yossi. El Rabbi Yehuda, my taima. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said that, no, the slaves have to go out. That's not going to make Yovel, that's going to prevent Yovel from kicking in. Right? However, the not blowing shofar, not the end of the world. What's the reason for that? Amar Kra, the reason is, Krasem Dror Ba'aretz, proclaim freedom throughout the land, V'kasavar Mikra Nidrash Lefanov V'lo Lefnei Fanov. The pasuk is interpreted and what it said before, not what it said very much before. So Rashi explains, Miyuta Dihi, this Miyut, Akriyas Dror Koi. It goes on the proclaiming freedom, Disalik Mine, which is the last thing it said, V'lo Atkiyas Shofar, Ksuvu Lefnei Lefanov. But not Tkiyas Shofar, which is written before that. So therefore, Shofar you don't have to blow, sending out the slaves you have to blow, you have to do. The Kuli Alma Dror Lashon Cheres. Everyone holds the word Dror means freedom. My Mashma, where'd that come from? How does Dror mean freedom? The Tanya, Ein Dror El Lashon Cheres. Dror means Cheres. Amar Yehuda, Ma Lashon Dror, what does it mean, Dror? Kimedayer Be Daira. You can live wherever you want. Umovel Schora B'chol Medina. I can bring my Schora anywhere. I'm not bound up in your plantation. I can go wherever I want. Right? That's Dror. Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Torah, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. That's them. Abba Chachamam, a third Shita, Shloshtan Ma Kevispo. All three are required. Kasavri, Mikra Nidrash, Lefanov, Felefnei Fanov, Ula Achrov. Okay? So therefore, it's all required. I Vaksiv Yovel, but it says Yovel, which is a Miyut. Hahu dafilu b'chutz la'aretz. That even sending out the slaves applies in chutz la'aretz. Right? Ancestral fields can't go back because there's no such thing as ancestral fields in chutz la'aretz. And shofar you have to do no matter what. And even sending out the slaves in chutz la'aretz. I vaksib ba'aretz. What do you mean? It says in ba'aretz. No. Hahu bizman shenorig dror ba'aretz, norig b'chutz la'aretz. If Yovel is norig in Eretz Yisrael, then it's norig in chutz la'aretz too. Bizman she'ein norig ba'aretz, ein norig b'chutz la'aretz. If it's not knowing in Eretz Yisrael, it's not knowing in Chutz La'aretz either. Okay? Good? Next. Linatia. So, Minalan. How do you know that the Tia, what does the Tia mean? It means for a tree that has to be at least 3 years old. You're not allowed to eat the fruits of a tree till it's 3 years old. And it doesn't mean 3 years of the life of the tree. Right, because if you plant it in whatever, once Rosh Hashanah, like a king, once Rosh Hashanah comes, it's ready 1 year. So it could be, I think the shortest thing you know to get is 2 years and a month. So if you plant it in Adar, Nisan comes, it has to be at least, I think, 30 days. So you can get 2 years and a month, already 3 years. Okay? How do you know that? Tichsiv, it says, Shalosh Shanim Arelim. For 3 years, it has to be, it's Arla, you're not allowed to eat it. Uksiv, and it says, Ubashana harivius, and in the fourth year you can bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. V'yalef shana shana mitishrei. Tzigzei reshava. Dechsev mereishis hashana, which we know is Tishrei because it's the beginning of the year. V'ligmar shana shana minisan dechsev rishonu lechel v'chachi hashana. Why don't we learn that from Tishrei from Nisan? It says same shana over there too. No, donin shana she'ein ima chadashim. No, we're going to learn shana that doesn't confuse the pasuk. We're talking about months also. Mishana she'ein ima chadashim. They also talk about months. Ve'ein don in shana she'ein ima chadashim. Mishana she'esh ima chadashim. Don't mix up shana that has months with shana that doesn't have months.
But Mishana, two Mishana, shana, so why are we not using that?
That's for Truman's and Maestros. It's a different thing.
Really look at
We're going to get to that.
No, we did that already.
We did it already, Tu B'Shvat? No, we didn't do it yet.
We need to do Tu B'Shvat.
Yeah. Because it's that's for Truma to Maizvah, Tu B'Shvat. A different thing. Different thing. Why does it, for Orla goes by Rosh Hashanah and by Tu B'Shvat goes by Tu B'Shvat? I don't know. But Truma to Maizvah, but I don't know the reason. I think that's when it starts to bud. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Right, we're pretty much done. Now it's early. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow right over here.